Okay, so I'm going to start off this podcast audio by asking, who is digging themselves out of water in their basement? Continuing to this afternoon and evening, I think we've had enough rain. I think we need, honestly, of those in the line of monsoon rain, I think we need a break. I'm hoping this weekend brings some dry weather. It's supposed to be cold, and you know what cold means in the next chance for rain. You know what that means? Snow. Beautiful snow. Wonderful snow. I love snow. I'm not going to get away with that. Colorado's sounding better. I'm telling you, we've been thinking about it. We're thinking a lot of things. Eric is doing a complete legal last name change. I know, you're pausing, right? OMG, right? Across the board, you know? Like I said before, you know? Eric's his own person, I'm my own person, regardless if you're married, if you're living with your better half, your wife, your husband, your spouse, your everybody's entitled, you know, and you learn this, you know, as you get older, everybody's entitled to make decisions, you know, as long as, you know, in a situation with, and I have talked about, you know, I always have like that little, you know, legal name change, first and middle name with myself. I've podcasted or talked about this for a couple years now, maybe more than a couple years. Kind of reminds me of moving out of Ohio. We said we're going to do it, just took longer than expected, but we did it. And that's what's going to be like with this last move. But I was kind of a little taken back, honestly. And Eric came home with the paperwork this morning. It's like, okay, here we begin. Last name's going to change. You getting ready? And I'm thinking, are you serious? Because I don't know. You know, the good counseling you learn. And I'm glad Eric has continued with counseling and that. And we have some things that had come up today with the situation with oncology and going to a cancer institute and being referred out. We had some news today. I'll probably share that tomorrow. And then, of course, Eric's going to start with individual counseling, and he's going to be trying to go weekly. And I think that's good for Eric because I used to do it a lot. I used to respond towards people off of emotion. And I've just learned when you grow up and you mature, and it's just, I don't know, you just look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, eh, you know, I will admit I've had a slip up, you know? You know, when anyone, you know, makes fun of anyone medically, especially the cancer, because, you know, like I said, cancer is, it's the ultimate hellish hell of anything you could ever get in your life. Sometimes I think gastroparesis prepared me for this monster and for this journey, because I become one hell of a strong woman, the strongest person I know. And I've said that and I'll continue saying it, you know, besides, you know, those in heaven, an individual that had passed on, my grandfather. I don't know anyone that's still alive stronger than myself. And I continue inspiring, I continue sharing my journey, because I've realized, and, you know, me and Eric were talking today, and he was, I know, name change. And the last name I did was not familiar with, so I had to have him explain the last name, which is from a grandparent of his. So, and, you know, and explain the story and stuff, and I respect that. And, you know, hey, I'm married, and if he does a name change, last name, then that's the way it's going to be. So, yeah, I'm still a little shocked. It's been a shocking day, really. I don't even know where I was going. My mind's just full of a million things. But, yeah, just responding off of emotion and that. And, you know, I'll be the first to wave my hand and admit, when it comes to when someone you're on the phone with, I'm just going to say it like this. When you're on the phone and you're an adult parent and you have adult children or child or adopted children, child, and your child comes to you, adult child, and they're having a sincere conversation, and the worst thing you do as any adult parent is to snicker and laugh. There's some things that just, you know, we all have the buttons. I'm doing an amazing, incredible job. I have moved leaps and bounds off of not responding, off of emotion, and just responding, you know, not responding to things that are just, you know, sometimes you just shake your head. We'll just leave it there. But there's some things when I'm being sincere and sharing a story like I did yesterday of, you know, a picture that myself being part of someone else's cancer journey, and regardless of whatever the reasons that they're not part of mine, what I don't stand for is any adult parent, or I don't care if it's a cousin, I don't care, you know, maybe cousin's friend, or I don't stand for making fun of people when they're being sincere. I don't think that's okay. You know, I'll be honest and say I lost, you know, I stood my ground, let's just say, and I don't put up with it. Because what people don't understand, when they go through cancer, they go through living hell. This isn't gastroparesis. This isn't anything else, okay? Now, I understand I started a gastroparesis awareness campaign many years ago. I still am active on the gastroparesis awareness campaign. Eric has taken over. He owns this podcast, and he's taken over rights over the gastroparesis awareness campaign, and it's been a while now. I'm always going to remain active. I'm always going to share my journey and story. You know, I had a dear friend that passed away last year, and you know, she inspired me to share and share your journey with others. And I think that's so important, because I found myself following another cancer patient that I don't want to give names or how connected, let's just say a friend's wife, following their journey. And then I noticed, you know, when a friend of mine had passed away, there was a lot of absence, or let's just say a lot of missing pieces of their own journey they shared online, and I couldn't figure it out. And I mean, I don't know. I was just still trying to figure it out. Is when you're following somebody's journey and all of a sudden you don't see anything for a while. And then of course it makes you concerned, but I've come to realize through everything that, you know, everybody has a right to handle their journey the way they see fit, no matter what medical obstacle you're going through. You have a right and entitled to handle your journey. And some people will blog, some people will podcast, some people will audio, some people will go on Caring Bridge, and they will literally every day. It's therapeutic. It's very, very, very therapeutic to share your journey. I don't care who you talk to. It's therapeutic. You are always going to have people, like I said on the podcast the other day, and I told Eric today, you know, that you can't always respond off of emotion, and sometimes it's okay to, but you're never going to stop people from constantly judging you. You're never going to stop people from constantly slandering you. You're never going to stop people from mocking you. You're never going to stop people just to make fun of you. You're not going to stop people. You're really not. It doesn't matter if you won a pot of gold and it's in your backyard and you're about ready to give somebody $1 billion. You know, still people are going to find something wrong with you. They're going to find something wrong with it. People are very judgmental. And that's just the way it is. And I think maybe, I don't know, President Trump, like I said, I like President Trump, but I liked him behind the desk on Celebrity Apprentice and the show Apprentice. I don't care for, I think the way that he's very brash and harsh and very, just says things and does things. And it just, as a president, you just, it looks unprofessional, I guess. And I don't know. I don't know if people in society, today's society, feel it, like, because we have a president that's running the country, acts like that. If I feel entitled that I'm going to act like that, it's just not okay, folks. Kindness makes the world go round. Supporting others makes the world go round. You know, if you find yourself in a situation and you are, and stepping outside of anything but kindness, you know, you're instigating, really, if you think about it. And people instigate a lot. But, you know, I've raised my hand. I'm first to say that, you know, I'll fly some P's and Q's and S's. You know, if you push a button and it has to do with me fighting, and you're on the phone with me and you push a button and you laugh at me of what I'm going through, I am going to probably slip some P's and Q's and S's and all sorts of colors of the box of crowns. You know, I'll be the first to apologize for doing that, you know. But everybody, you know, is going to slip up. We all have days where we slip up. We fall back into bad behavior. Let's just say as adults, we fall back into bad behavior. And we just have to rear ourselves back to where we were before. And look in the mirror and be a better person today than you were last year, even since the last hour's gone by. You know, kindness makes the world go round. If people were just more supportive and kind and caring and not so brash and harsh and just, I don't know. But getting back on good parenting, I think, as any adult parent should with adult children, especially if they're going through a medical journey, gosh, don't ever snicker at somebody and laugh. There's nothing worse than to laugh at your own child. And that goes for anyone who has children, no matter how old they are. It's just a certain, you know, it's just not, let's just say it's not okay by any means. Really not. So I shared, you know, and I'll continue sharing my journey. And I was going to podcast about, you know, the phone call that I got this afternoon and this morning, but I think I'm going to save it. Tomorrow is a new day, and it's always a better day, and the good Lord continues keeping those doors shut that need to be shut, and He opens up new ones for you. You know, there's signs everywhere. Your loved ones are rearing your back saying, don't go there, don't fall for it, don't do it. Listen to their signs. Trust me by saying you can be a skeptic all day, every day, that's fine, but there is an afterlife. And our loved ones spiritually, or maybe they're not here in the physical form, but they're here still spiritually. Their soul still remains. They're always going to guide you and rear you back and say, nope, don't do that. You know, you need to go this route. And they'll leave you signs and you'll figure it out. And, you know, it's just, this is just an audio going all over the place. But it's been that kind of day. You know, Eric's shocking me with, you know, name change paperwork. And then you get a shocking phone call. And, you know, it's just... every day you just don't know what it's going to unfold, and today's different than yesterday, and tomorrow's going to be a whole other day. You never know what 24 hours is going to bring. But you know, I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to say it the best way possible. You know, worry about your journey. Don't worry about other people. If you're following someone and you're following their journey, you know, there's a reason you are, and it should be because you're inspired to be a better person. And you may connect with their journey. Cancer's one hell of a journey. I would be lying if I didn't say I follow other journeys, but you know, some people handle their journey different than others, and some people do not share their entire journey, and some people just, you know, emotional health, like I say, is just as important as internal health, and cancer can take a toll on you emotionally, and some people just, they stop. You know, with their Caring Bridge page, or they stop with their blog, or they stop with their podcast. And honestly, you know, that's okay too. But I'm going to do my best to continue sharing, you know, this journey. I don't know where it's going to take me. I don't know how it's going to play out, you know. And don't worry about what other people think of you. Don't worry what other people say of you, about you. Just don't worry. Because at the end of the day, like I said, you know, at the end of the journey, does it really matter what people think? No, it doesn't. It's just an opinion. Everybody's got a bum. I got one too. You're entitled to opinion. But like I told Eric, you just let it roll off because it really doesn't mean anything. Does it? Not really. So... we're going into a weekend. We've got a lot on our plate. Eric's got a lot of paperwork to attend to. And tomorrow is a good day. Today's a good day. And, you know, you find the silver lining in every day. And you know when to fight your battles. And you know when you just look for the good Lord and say, keep that door shut. Let that door open. You know, I'm thankful for every day for getting another chance to, as I always say, keep on keeping on. Life is full of change. People come, people go. I always say, subtract the negatives and God will open the positives, and I believe that. And I'm no holy roller by any mean. But like I said, if somebody's not on your journey, don't ever, ever, ever assume or expect them to understand, because I'm telling you right now, they're not going to. Don't worry about what other people think. Don't worry about what they say. Do you have a right to stick up for yourself? By golly, you do, okay? But know when to do it and when it needs to be done, right? And every parent, you know, when you have children, that's a time in your life when it's time to be mature. It's a different phase in your life. It's time to be an adult. You don't need to have kids to know this. It's just simple, simple common sense. You know? Don't set yourself up to jeopardize any relationship with your children, no matter how many kids, they're adopted kids. Be careful, you know? Support is so important. And as parents, you have to be there for your kids. And there are some situations that happen when people end up in a journey, whether it's cancer or something else. And they have to have other people step in to help rear and be there for the child or children. And those are grandparents or friends or other family members. And that's okay, okay? But I think parents need to understand and open, you know, listen, not just be present, but listen. And like I said, good mental health is just as important as good internal health. And being a parent doesn't mean that you can't as well get counseling to be the best parent possible, right? That's just a general, just, you know, for a baby, same thing. You can be and you know, be the best human parents possible, because even animals for children are living, breathing gifts from heaven, right? So make it a good day. You know, the hell with some people in life, you know? You're never going to please everyone, because the only important person at the end of the day that you should be concerned about, that you need to take care of, that should be number one uno, that should be most important, that you should be pleasing, is yourself. Because when you're happy, everyone's happy.